Now, since her teen years, London-born writer, journalist and screenwriter Emma Forrest has reported on and mixed with famous people. She was first employed by the Daily Telegraph and wrote music reviews and interviews of musicians and actors for many publications, including The Guardian newspaper. She's written on women and body image and contributed to an anthology on the impact of J.D. Salinger on emerging writers. Emma Forrest now lives in Los Angeles, and her memoir, Your Voice in My Head, has just been released. You might have heard her on the show a couple of weeks ago. Now, for our off-the-shelf of favourite reads, Emma Forrest has a couple of suggestions for books about the world of Hollywood.
A book that I love The Golden Age of Hollywood, and I've written a lot of sort of quasi-academic pieces about my love of Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, and someone I came to quite late because I loved Ava, and I of course loved Audrey Hepburn, and I love Sophia Loren. Natalie Wood has such a fantastic body of work, especially for fragile girls trying to stay afloat. One of my favourite films is Splendour in the Grass, and there's a very beautiful biography of Natalie Wood that came out about 8 years ago, I believe, called Natasha, which is her real name.
Maria?
Shh.
Maria.
Quiet.
Come down.
No.
Maria.
Please. My mother and father will wake up.
Just for a minute.
A minute is not enough.
For an hour, then.
I cannot.
Then forever.
Shh.
They're coming up.
And she just has all those women from the Golden Age of Hollywood, all those sex goddesses, had such tough lives and sad stories, you know. If it wasn't, so few of them lived to the age they should have done. And, you know, we know the story of Marilyn. We know how sad Rita Hayworth's life became when she got Alzheimer's, and how dramatic Lana Turner's life was. But Natalie Wood just had the most extraordinarily sad, sad life. And a lot of it I related to because it's to do with how your sexuality as a young woman shapes you, the things that are done to you or that you are coerced into doing as a teen, how that shapes the adult woman you become. The way she was taken advantage of by the men in her life, and also by her own mother. Thank God my story is very different. I'm very, very, very blessed with the mum that I have. But she had this mother who was her shadow and sort of, in a way, her evil twin, and really wrecked her life. And she had a lifelong terror of water, and she ended up drowning. She was so afraid of water that she couldn't even wash her own hair. And it just makes me think about how we can make things happen, I think, through our fear of them. But it's a beautifully written book. It's called Natasha by Suzanne Finstead. And if you like biography, and if you like The Golden Age of Hollywood, and if you can cope with a sad story, because it sort of wrecked me for about a month, I highly recommend that book.
Sleep well, and
Emma Forrest there, whose latest book, Your Voice in My Head, is published by Bloomsbury. And we'll put her recommendations on our website at abc.net.au/rn/bookshow.